One of the most compelling, but I suspect overlooked reasons that people enter the cooking profession and the restaurant world is because they're drawn to doing things for other people, to give their guests an experience that might bring a little joy to their lives. Obviously, those opportunities have diminished just when we need them most, with people shuttered at home, but they haven't vanished completely. At least not for two of Hudson, New York's top chefs, Jamie Perry of Swoon and John Carr of La Perche. Rather than sit home and mope or watch Netflix with their restaurants closed indefinitely, they put their aprons back on. I'm not sure they actually wear aprons, but you'll get the idea. They're devoting their skills, spices, and freshly sharpened chef's knives to Columbia County residents suffering from food insecurity. Called the Columbia County Recovery Kitchen, they're currently making about 800 meals a week using the kitchen in the parish house at the beautiful Gothic Revival Christ Church Episcopal in Hudson. The enterprise was the brainchild of Carol Clark. She's the former owner of the Charleston, one of Hudson's earliest fine dining restaurants. Carol had no kitchen or liability insurance, but she found a sponsor in the Columbia County Democratic Committee. The Recovery Kitchen doesn't receive donations from supermarkets and regional food banks like established food kitchens do. Rather, they're dependent on private contributions, as well as a GoFundMe campaign that's raised over $13,000 towards its $20,000 goal. The effort also received a $15,000 boost from the Berkshire Taconic Foundation. The Recovery Kitchen has constituted something of a learning curve for the chefs. It's a short walk, but a long way from Swoon and La Perche and some of the other fancy restaurants where Perry and Carr have worked over the years. Carr's the former executive chef at Sfogliola, a celebrated Italian restaurant on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and Perry trained at the three-star Montrachet in Tribeca. The duo have none of the sous chefs, prep cooks, or dishwashers they had at their disposal in their former life. "We set off the fire alarm three times in the first 10 minutes," Jamie said. There's also the issue of social distancing. Having only two people cooking in the church's large commercial kitchen helps them maintain a six-foot space, but their muscle memory is the close-quarters tumult of a bustling restaurant kitchen, so they're following the advice of Hong Kong's Black Sheep restaurants that have created a kind of kitchen playbook for navigating COVID-19 safely. It's a safe bet that the Columbia County residents benefiting from their talents are enjoying some of the tastiest food around at the moment. The families have been identified by county social services, public school social workers, and the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. The chefs are sourcing much of their food from local farms. John Parr compared the work to family meal when a restaurant's workers gather for a communal meal just before evening service starts, only several orders of magnitude larger. Their upcoming dishes include things like meatloaf and mashed potatoes with a vegetable to be determined, Jamie said, but also dishes that pack some surprises, such as tagine, an Arabic dish, and ramp pesto. "I have to resist my urge to make everything spicy," John said. They're especially looking forward to the spring and summer growing season when they're planning to provision using seconds from local farms, fruits and vegetables that might be bruised or blemished but are just as tasty and nutritious. But cooking constitutes only one aspect of the challenge. Food insecure families need to be identified and the meals delivered. Pam Klein, the founder of Traditions, the luxury linens company in Claverack, New York, is in charge of coordinating transportation. She said that dozens of local residents have volunteered to deliver the meals. The operation's organized by town so that those most familiar with their own town's roads and families do the drop-offs. "Every day we get calls from people who have identified people in need," Carol Clark said, and Pam added, "Our target are rural families that have slipped through the cracks. The deliverers had no idea the poverty level in Columbia County. This is a real eye-opener for them." One of the rewards of being a successful chef is the recognition, straying into the dining area to accept the approbation of guests or having the occasional VIP visit the kitchen. That's obviously out of the question these days, but the chefs do receive thanks through those delivering the meals. I get a lot of feedback from the drivers, Pam Klein said. People are very appreciative. For Jamie and John, the work reminds them of starting out in the business. Cooking is often for friends as for customers or to get celebratory reviews that would generate buzz. This is some of the most satisfying cooking, Jamie told me. This has brought joy to my soul, and I'm a pretty joyful cook to begin with.